Time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. And joining us this week is Mark Berg from Revive Ohio, here to share with us. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great so far. Thanks, brother.
Good. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, Mark, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Great. And you know what we're doing now is we are looking for God's Word. We're noticing that Jesus had an approach to sharing the gospel. He had an approach to ministry when he went out. And so we're looking at four words, and yesterday we looked at love, how Jesus began with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. He started with love. And today we're going to move into the word called listen. So he loved on her first, and then he began to listen to what she had to say. And we're going to begin reading today in verse 8. For his disciples had gone away to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, and I'm a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Verse 10 says, Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was that said to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw from because the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered her and said, "Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." Verse 15, the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw." And he said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. But you have said truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." So here's what Jesus did. He started engaging in a conversation, and he listened. So the first thing that we have to do when we're out sharing our faith, sharing the gospel with people, is listen to what their questions are. The woman asked Jesus a total of three questions here. Question one, why do you ask me for a drink? Question two, where do you get that living water? And question three, are you greater than our father Jacob? You see, the Holy Spirit began to draw questions out of her, and Jesus listened. And then secondly, she started to share her story, right? In verses 15 and 17, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw again." Jesus intrigued her by listening to her and by intently paying attention to what she was saying. And simply, we just say, "How can I pray for you?" You may encounter people that have a little to say or a lot to say, but by listening, you will be able to discern what is happening in their heart. So that's the lesson for today, and we'll now talk about discern. So love, listen, and then tomorrow we're going to start unpacking the word discern and how Jesus taught us to do ministry.
That's a good word for us, Mark. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm praying for all of them that heard this word today. And God, I'm asking also that they are intrigued with the word and that they are wanting to come back tomorrow and to listen to more, to receive more. And Lord, I pray that the word that was planted today would go deep in their hearts, God, and it would go deep into the roots, and that you would draw out of it, God, what you desire to draw out of it. Lord, you will teach what you need to be taught. God, give the listeners ears to hear and a heart to perceive, God, what you are wanting to say through that to us individually, as only you can do, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mark Berg joining us from Revive Ohio, sharing the Word of God here this week on the Morning Munch. And Mark, tell us about Revive Ohio.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Revive Ohio, our whole call from the Lord is to equip the saints, equip the church, equip Christians how to share the gospel and make disciples in fulfillment of the Great Commission. Jesus didn't change his mind. It's not just an ancient set of words. It is really the truth that Jesus wants us and is counting on us to share the gospel with people and to share that good news so that they could know Christ and him glorified in their lives. And so we set forth practical, simple ways with practical, simple tools, like we're sharing this week, how to equip you to share your faith in a practical way that's effective and that bring people to the kingdom of God.
And if folks are interested in Revive Ohio, how can they get out, find out more information?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is reviveoh.com. Reviveoh.com, and it's got all the information on there. It tells you how our method works. It tells you how to contact us. There's pictures, there's videos of people sharing the gospel. Yes, everyday Christians we meet and everywhere we go, we teach them how to share the gospel. And from there on, Revival is full-fledged and not stopping.
Excellent. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.